Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat Podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is the zombie Trump indictment and five things to remember about a zombie Trump indictment. We'll get into why it's called a zombie indictment as well. Now, some people say it's going to be tomorrow, Thursday, next week, maybe today, who knows? But whatever the case, it appears that an indictment of former President Donald Trump is, in fact, imminent. It will not come from a local prosecutor in Georgia, which would be focusing on Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Many had expected that would be the first one. Fannie Willis, the prosecutor in Georgia, was thought to be just about ready to indict, and obviously that hasn't happened yet. So it won't be from Georgia. It won't be a local prosecutor in Georgia, and it won't be the Justice Department. And it won't be about the classified documents matter or January 6th. Instead, it will come from another local prosecutor. That is the New York County District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, New York County being Manhattan. It's going to be complicated because there is apparently no simple way for Alvin Bragg to charge Trump with a felony. Now, Bragg, if you may have just heard of him for the first time recently, he was once co-director of the Racial Justice Project at New York Law School. And when he got elected the district attorney of Manhattan, he was elected on a pledge to prosecute fewer crimes in New York. Like, elect me the district attorney and I will not prosecute a lot of crimes. So he was elected on a pledge, prosecute fewer crimes and to reduce the charges against offenders who commit serious crimes like robbery and assault. He has famously, you've probably heard this, well, if you've been following him, you have, he has downgraded more than half of the felony charges in Manhattan to misdemeanors. So something that used to be a felony or something that is a felony, he just downgrades the charge to a misdemeanor. But in the Trump case, amazingly enough, Bragg is trying to upgrade a misdemeanor into a felony worthy of prosecuting an ex-president. Okay, so the allegation, what's this about here? The allegation is that in 2016, when Trump paid the porn actress Stormy Daniels $130,000 to stay silent about their sexual encounter, Trump did not properly report the payments. As you probably know, paying hush money is actually legal. There's nothing illegal about what Trump did. But he didn't properly report the payments in this way. Trump arranged for his lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, to give Daniels the money. So Daniels got the money from Michael Cohen. And then Trump reimbursed Cohen. So at the Trump organization, the reimbursement payments to Cohen, which, by the way, were all made in 2017, which will become important later, the reimbursement payments to Cohen were categorized in the bookkeeping as legal expenses. Therefore, Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of New York County, wants to charge Trump with the falsification of business records. He falsely said these were legal expenses. Now, the problem is that even if Trump is absolutely guilty of the falsification of business records, it's a misdemeanor, which is not only carries possibly no jail time at all, but has a 2-year statute of limitations in New York. 2017, when the payments were made, was 5 years ago. You can see the problem with that. So now Bragg wants to use a feature. There's a clause in the falsification law which says that this misdemeanor charge of falsification of business records can actually be upgraded and charged as a felony if the falsification was done to conceal a crime. Then statute of limitations will be 5 years. Okay. Problem here. There's multiple problems, actually. Big problem to begin with. What crime was Trump allegedly trying to conceal? Hush money's legal. A lot of people call it a non-disclosure agreement. You may have signed one for all I know. Bragg has apparently decided to charge Trump with violating campaign finance laws because Trump did not report the payoff to Stormy Daniels as a campaign expense. Okay, so, you know, you see like signs and staff and computers and hush money to porn star for sexual encounter. This raises a question. Does one normally report hush money, which again sounds illicit, but is in fact legal, often under the loftier name of non-disclosure agreement? Does one report that on a campaign finance report? It is a stretch to see that as a crime. Even the New York Times, this is the even the New York Times paragraph, even the New York Times has characterized Alvin Bragg's theory as a, quote, low-level felony charge that would be based on a largely untested legal theory. Okay. Now, there are still other complicating factors. The campaign finance charge that Trump would allegedly have violated is federal election law. Bragg enforces the laws of New York. Should point out, this will be important later, federal prosecutors have already considered and rejected charging Trump in this matter. And then we talked about the 5-year statute of limitations. There are still questions about that. The final reimbursement payment to Cohen Trump made was in December 2017. Do the math. That is more than 5 years ago. Bragg is apparently going to try to argue that the accounting and bookkeeping took longer. It took past December 2017 into 2018. And thus, this case, if charges are filed this month in March, it can be squeezed in at the last minute to fit the 5-year statute of limitations. Okay, well, that's what he's doing here. Now, a number of experts have pronounced this prosecution weak and convoluted. Andy McCarthy, the former federal prosecutor at National Review and other places, writes, "This is a really dumb case." I mean, that's pretty clear. This is a really dumb case. Michael Zeldin, who is another former federal prosecutor, appears on CNN a good bit, said on CNN, "I don't like this case. I don't think it is, from what we know in the public domain, the type of case that should go forward criminally." Okay, so he's saying, well, you know, maybe you could pursue some civil relief or something, but I don't think it is the type of case that should go forward criminally. And then Jonathan Turley, you probably know, George Washington University law professor, calls it legally pathetic. Okay, that's the expert. I'm not a lawyer here. I'm not a former prosecutor, but that's the expert opinion. It appears that Bragg is still determined, even though Jonathan Turley says it's pathetic and Michael Zeldin says it shouldn't go forward criminally. He is determined to go forward criminally. So with that in mind, let's look at 5 things you should keep in mind as the case progresses. Number one, we've been discussing the novelty of the charges. Now, it's not just that no prosecutor has ever indicted a former president before, although that is true. It's also true that no prosecutor has tried to combine these particular charges in this way. Bragg has twisted himself and the law into a pretzel to come up with a felony case against Trump. Keep that in mind as you're watching developments here. Okay, a second thing, that is the prosecutor's politics. Bragg is not an apolitical appointed official. Now, yes, he was appointed earlier when he served in the New York State Attorney General's office, where he pursued lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit against Trump and the Trump Organization and the Trump Foundation, which is now shut down. Then he ran, political candidate. He ran for New York County District Attorney. He defeated several fellow Democrats in a party primary. Then, because he is a Democrat and it's New York, he easily, I mean really easily, defeated a Republican opponent in the general election. In the campaign, by the way, he never failed to mention that, quote, "I've done significant cases like holding Trump accountable for his misconduct with the Trump Foundation." So that's the kind of thing you say if you want to get elected as a prosecutor or the attorney general of the state of New York. In New York, this is what you say to get elected. You pledge to hold Trump accountable. Okay, third thing to keep in mind as you watch this. This is where the zombie stuff comes in. The zombie timing. Bragg's indictment, if there is an indictment, looks like there will be, is often referred to as a zombie case. And for this reason, federal officials have already looked into this case at length and declined to prosecute Trump on these grounds. Then, after he was elected and everybody expected Bragg to go after Trump, he himself, Bragg, considered and rejected a prosecution on the same grounds. Now, though, time is running out on the statute of limitations. Some people would say it already has, but time is running out on the statute of limitations. And to charge Trump before the 2024 presidential campaign is fully underway, Bragg has flip-flopped. The zombie case has been revived. It's alive and is apparently going ahead full speed. Okay. That still leaves 4 and 5. A couple of more points that you really, really should keep in mind as you watch this possible prosecution. We're going to talk about them next.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Fix the problem, not the blame. With threats of persecution of political figures, how should you react? Is this a political sideshow? It just demonstrates that we're an unserious nation. Should Trump own up to his mistakes? Should we ignore the Manhattan investigation? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about two more points to consider as you watch the Trump prosecution if it happens. First, I wanted to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, hopefully even learning something from the podcast, it would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts. It would be great. Just do it. Okay, thing number four to consider, the media coverage. You may have noticed already, a lot of the coverage of the Trump case has focused on side issues. The historic nature of a former president being charged, whether Trump will be arrested, whether he'll be handcuffed, fears that Trump supporters are going to riot a la January 6th. There has been a lot of talk about all that stuff, but there has been less coverage of the actual charges Trump would face. This is for a reason. The case is so weak that even people who most want to see Trump indicted would rather it be on other charges. This is all they've got at the moment, but they'd rather it be on other charges. So you see a lot more focus on just the overall import of such a case as opposed to the actual details of the case itself. Finally, Trump's political fortunes. Obviously, you probably heard this. There's been a lot of discussion about how an indictment would affect Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. Obviously, it's underway. He's a declared candidate. He and Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy are the only declared official candidates in the 2024 race. So how is this going to affect it? Now, I think the bottom line is this. It's not a good thing to be indicted. It's just not. And Trump's opponents are going to be giddy with glee if they get a mugshot. I mean, they would love to see a picture of him in an orange jumpsuit or in handcuffs, but if they just get a mugshot, they are just going to be thrilled. Thrilled. The most hated figure in their politics. Thrilled to have a mugshot of Donald Trump. That will energize them. They'll be happy. Now, at the same time, an indictment would undoubtedly energize, galvanize Trump's core supporters. Now, they believe, and we've talked about this at various times, they believe with good reason that the justice system did not treat Trump fairly during his presidency, especially with the various Russia investigations. Now, they will fit a Bragg indictment into a long pattern of unfair treatment Trump has received at the hands of investigators. They, too, will be energized, in this case, to support Trump. So, I mean, what will the net on balance effect of this be? I don't know, and I don't think you can say, but it's not a good thing to be indicted, but I don't know exactly where the net effect of that is going to come out. But that's something to remember here, that the resistance, progressive Democrats, have just just wanted something like this for so, so long. And they're going to be very, very happy if and maybe when it happens. Okay, so those are five things to kind of remember as you look at this case. The novelty of the charges, the prosecutor's politics, the zombie timing, the media coverage, and Trump's political fortunes. Those are good things to notice when you're thinking about this case, which is apparently going to happen. It's been talked about for years and years, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be kind of weaker, more convoluted than anybody ever thought. All right, that's what we wanted to talk about today. Thanks so much for joining us. We're really always happy when you can stop by. And hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In an attempt to divide America and Israel, leftists have spread hateful falsehoods about Israel and its right to self-defense. You deserve the truth. Hey, y'all. It's Sarah from The Sarah Carter Show. Israel has missiles flying over its head, yet the radical left is calling them racist, evil, and every other smear imaginable. It's disgusting. And on this week's Sarah Carter Show, we expose them for what they are: anti-Semitic lies about our Jewish brothers and sisters. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on your favorite podcast app.